الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إنني هداني ربي إلى صراط مستقيم دينا قيما ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين صدق الله العظيم وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام Elders, beloved brothers in Islam Your and my goal in this world, objective and purpose of this life, primarily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has outlined this for us in the Quran. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ رِزْقٍ وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَن يُطْعِمُونَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ Creator of the heavens and the earth is Allah. Owner of the heavens and the earth is Allah. Everything we can see, everything we cannot see. Everything we can perceive, everything we cannot perceive. That which is within the realms of human understanding, that which is beyond human understanding, makhluqatullah la tu'ad wa la tuhsa. The creation of Allah are so many that you cannot even count Allah's creation. One simple example, malaika. This is Allah's creation. How many malaika did Allah create? Hadith of Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Attatis sama wa hukka laha anta it. Ma fiha mawdi wa arba'i asabi' illa wa fiha malakun wadihun jabhatahu sajidan lillah. You look up. Ask somebody by, when you're looking up, what are you looking at? It tells you the sky. In reality, you are not seeing the sky. The sky is more than 93 million kilometers away. What you are actually looking at is the reflection of the sun on the ocean. The actual sky, this is such a vast creation of Allah. Simple example, if you want to understand how vast this is. This galaxy in which we live, they call it the Milky Way. It's one of approximately 2 trillion galaxies that form 3 to 5% of what they call the visible universe. Other 95% is what they call dark matter, dark energy. Their space, shape, form is obliterated. What is going on in the other 95%, they have no idea. This 3 to 5% where there is little bit of light, one galaxy of 2 trillion galaxies is what you and I are living in. They call it the Milky Way. How vast is this space? If you had an imaginary aeroplane, I'm simplifying this. If you had an imaginary aeroplane that was traveling at 1,000 kilometers per hour, it will take 14.2 billion years just to finish this one galaxy. How vast is Allah's creation? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, like I said, the sky, the heavens is above all this. How many malaika Allah created? Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the sky, the heavens creaked, groaned. Atta, atta ya it. This is evocative language. This gives us an impression as if my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking at this. He could hear this. The heaven was creaking, groaning. Sometimes when you're a heavy set person and you sit on a mattress, the springs want to give way. That sound, attayait. He said the heavens creaked and groaned. Why should it not be so? You will not find the space of 4 fingers except there is one angel making sajda before Allah. How many malaika Allah created? Baytul Ma'mur is the Kaaba of the malaika. It is said if you draw a line, perpendicular line, from our Kaabatullah, it will strike the Baytul Ma'mur in the 7th heaven. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 2 different riwayat. One riwayat, like the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam made his istiqbal at the doors of the heavens in Mi'raj. Also in the 7th heaven, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam made his istiqbal at the door of the heaven. Another riwayat, Qadi Ayaz rahimahullah in his shifa, he mentions, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam met Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam in the 7th heaven. Ibrahim alayhi salam didn't approach him like the previous Anbiya, but he was leaning against the Baytul Ma'mur. In other words, the Kaaba of the Malaika. I'm digressing. Sahaba, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Allah physically, bodily took him on this Mi'raj. This is why he described this interaction with Anbiya, with the other Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Sahaba were very interested. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, describe Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, U'tiya shatr al-husn. Half the beauty of humanity put together was given to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam. He described physically Isa alayhi salam. He described Musa alayhi salam. I'm not going into the details. When it came to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, how beautifully my Nabi created this link and this bond with his grandfather. And in that, ishara and indication of the haq and the right of your parents. Devotion to them, love to them, obedience to them. This is why ulama mentioned, other anbiya, they came forward to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the case of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah made it such. Maqam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you want to look at status, By the qasam of my Allah, kan khol kar sulena. By the qasam of my Allah, if the whole world was full of Ibrahim alayhi salam put together, they would not fulfill an iota of the maqam of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But Allah made it such, Ibrahim alayhi salam leaning on the Baytul Ma'mur, Kaaba of the Malaika, Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam goes forward in this ishara indication to the ummah of the servitude, of the respect, of the honor that has to be given to your parents and given to those who are elder to you. Nevertheless, when Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, describe Ibrahim alayhi salam for us. How beautifully my Nabi answered. He said, if you want to see or understand what Ibrahim alayhi salam looked like, look at me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Closest to me was Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Nevertheless, how many malaika Allah created? It is said, scientists, they use carbon dating. Estimate the age of the universe. How old is this universe? Obviously, a lot of scientific work is conjecture. It's guesswork. It's not based on Quran and Hadith. It's not set in stone. So a lot of it, they make mistakes. They keep changing. But they use a procedure called carbon dating. Some estimate the age of the universe, 25 billion years. 14.7 years. Hypothetically, if you have to accept the age of the universe is 14 billion years, according to the riwayat, from the time malaika were created. Malaika were created before the heavens and the earth. From the time malaika were created, every day, if you have to accept this, la nusaddiqu wa la nukadhib, 14.7 billion years, every day, 70,000 malaika make tawaf of Baytul Ma'mur. Till Qiyamat, one angel will not get a second chance. Makhluqatullah, this is just one creation of Allah. La tu'ad wa la tuhsa. You cannot count Allah's creation. My and your purpose, as I mentioned in the beginning. Sometimes a person goes on a journey somewhere. He arrives in the town. First question you ask him, by QIA, why you came? What is your purpose? What is the objective behind your journey? For us to ascertain what is your and my purpose in this world. Why has Allah sent us? Because Allah asks us in the Quran. Allah raises this question. أَفَخَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا Did you invest as an objective? And you are not going to return back to Allah. Once objective and purpose is recognized, then the effort will be according to that. The problem, you and I, my respected brothers, many of us have failed to identify and understand what is my and your purpose in this world. Why has Allah created us? What does Allah want from us? This verse of the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Allah says, I have not created insan. I have not created jinnat. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ Except that they worship me. They make my ma'rifat, أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ Recognize who is Allah. The qudrat of Allah. The jalal of Allah. Find Allah. Connect with Allah. Qabr is made. Allah. So many zeros there. There is no one. Adam alayhi salam. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Purpose of every Nabi of Allah. Every revealed scripture and age. Allah Ta'ala sent messenger upon messenger to humanity. The objective was to the direction of this heart toward very, very beautiful. How do we find the goal that are there? Attractions are things that are distracting us. Every direction are there. Lan tanalul bir. Lan talbir. Hatta tunfiqu mimma simple, if you have to break it down, تعلق with Allah.